This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado State University is testing protective medical equipment to more effectively distribute things like face masks to healthcare workers treating COVID-19 in Colorado. So-called personal protective equipment could be arriving from outside the state and could also be manufactured in Colorado. CSU says it will test equipment against federal safety requirements to plan how to best distribute the items. State officials have suspended vehicle emissions testing while Coloradans have to stay at home. They say they will soon provide guidance on extending vehicle registration deadlines through the duration of the closure of the testing centers. Restaurants are trying to survive during Colorado's ban on dining in. Gerald Foote is a food safety expert at Metro State University of Denver. He says takeout and delivery are still safe.
In the prep, like getting it ready, the same standards are going to apply if you were dining in. So there's nothing that changes just because it's takeout.
Foote says restaurants already adhere to strict health codes. Dining in with lots of people around is the real health risk, not the restaurant itself. Many restaurants are providing curbside services and touch-free deliveries to limit contact. Anglers in Colorado aren't immune to the restrictions put in place because of coronavirus. Officials at Colorado Parks and Wildlife are canceling this year's walleye spawning. Jason Clay says that won't affect the regular fishing season, which starts next month.
We do not want anglers to feel that walleye fishing is going to suffer. We have very strong walleye populations in our waters.
One thing that will change, Parks and Wildlife won't be able to deliver as many eggs back to hatcheries. This is CPR News.